Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and real estate closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and be sure to ask about their military discount as well as their newly instituted musicians discount. So, Carol Butler of Pembroke Title, we thank you for supporting us. And joining us here in the studio this morning for the very first time, the Story Weavers. How are you? How are you this morning?
Excellent. Excited.
You're excellent and excited.
Yes.
Those are that's a good combination, I must say. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to start out with a song called Can't Let Go. It has the word Sunday in it, and just seemed like the right thing to start with. It's off our new CDs.
There you go. Here's the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sunday morning, church was at home. Chet and Klein singing on the radio. Hope is what we carried, not a drop did we lose. When eyes and hands describe the man, so help me understand. Help me understand. 'Cause I can't let go that the good book says, feed the fallen sparrow. I can't let go that the earth is our gift from sorrow. Can't let go that greed changes everything. Everything have we forgotten? Everything, y'all. The time for awareness is now. Are you woke? Woke. Split thinking, fear dividing, trees are dying, our leaders are lying. When did we choose to stop seeing? So help me understand. Help me understand. 'Cause I can't let go that the good book says, feed the fallen sparrow. I can't let go that the earth is our gift from sorrow. Can't let go that greed changes everything. Everything have we forgotten? Everything, y'all. And what of our future in a world of me and now? Don't we all want the same things anyhow? Like love and family, fresh air to breathe. Is this really too much to conceive? So help me understand. Help me understand. 'Cause I can't let go that the good book says, feed the fallen sparrow. I can't let go that the earth is our gift from sorrow. I can't let go that greed changes everything. Everything have we forgotten? Everything, y'all. Everything, y'all. And I can't let it go. I won't let go. I can't let it go. So help me understand. Help me understand. 'Cause I can't let go that the good book says, feed the fallen sparrow. I can't let go that that the earth is our gift from sorrow. I can't let go that greed changes everything. Everything have we forgotten? Everything, y'all. Everything, y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Under at Sunrise here with the Story Weavers. And before we get any further, why don't you introduce here the band to us here?
To my right here is Linda Gale Poole, singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Musician extraordinaire.
Hello, Linda.
Thank you. Hello.
To my left here is Jennifer McLaughlin. She is our performance artist.
Okay.
She signs all of our songs for us, and she's amazing. Beth Wiley. Bass player, vocalist.
Yeah.
Inspirationalist.
Inspirationalist. That's an interesting...
She's been my friend for 35 years, so...
I got you.
And then, of course, we have Annie James, who is an ASL interpreter for Jen. Together, you have the Story Weavers. I'm Sheila Fortner.
Yes,
singer-songwriter.
So what made you want to have a signing artist in your band? That's very interesting. No one has come in here with a signing artist before.
She really was like, you know, it's, you know, they say how cats find you.
Mm-hmm.
after a rehearsal we were having one night, we stepped into this place that was having open mic, and I thought she was hearing, and she was performing, and she was so fluid. Mm-hmm. And I said, I would love to have her in our band. And so... I went and asked her, and her friend's like, she's deaf. And I said, ask her if she wants to be in my band. And she's like, what time? And she never left. So
that was all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Well, great. And once again, thanks for coming down here today on a Sunday.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah. And I couldn't help but notice in that particular song, you have the title of the album that you're putting out, Fallen Sparrow.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about this album, and how long did it take you to put together, and... just tell me the story of it.
Well, wanted to really get together and find strong women that were not afraid to create.
Mm-hmm.
And had an idea of the sound we were kind of going for.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth and I were in a band for 23 years, Mermaids in the Basement, as was Jen. And
I think I've heard of them.
They were around for a minute. We were mermaids before Norfolk was mermaids.
I think I remember them.
Well, so we did our thing, but it was full on rock, and we just wanted to scale back and clean it up. And I started just putting out there to the universe that I was looking for a passionate singer, guitar player, and ran into Linda at Charlie's, and the rest is her story.
How long ago was this?
This is about year and a half ago.
Okay, so you guys have been together for about a year and a half then.
Yes, and we went right into the studio after we realized we had enough songs to put something together while it was still fresh to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we recorded with Joe Talley and Steve Stancliffe at Sonic Wall Studios. And they were amazing. Talk about masterful. And they really heard our hearts. And we wanted each song to have its own life. And they gave that to us. So eternally grateful. And
wow.
So.
Well, it's a full-blown album. You got 12 tracks on here. Who does most of the writing?
I think it's a shared effort. Linda writes some. I write some. Musically, Linda and Beth collaborate and create.
Mm-hmm.
We find basically our own melodies to the songs we write.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a labor of love and passion, for sure.
Who would you say are your influences? Who has influenced you to do this
musically?
Yes,
for me personally, I just have always loved Linda Ronstadt.
Oh wow!
She got me through my young tender years of a family that wasn't so cohesive. And so I'd put on my headphones and turn on my Linda Ronstadt and cry and sing. So I love the passion that she exudes and the words, the songs she chose to express. And I don't know, Linda?
Yeah,
what would you say?
Oh, I love all genres of music. And I've enjoyed what we've been creating as the Story Weavers. I think it's got a little bit of blend of all of the history of great music. And I'm excited and happy to be here on your show today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you on the bass?
I like funk
Beth?
And
sorry,
that's okay. I like funk and rhythm and blues and
funk and rhythm and blues.
But I just love to put whatever I can to the music and make it sound good.
Yeah, okay, okay. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with the Story Weavers. And by the way, we're doing this live on Facebook. So if you see it come up in your feed, by all means, share it so everyone can see the Story Weavers here on a Sunday morning. So what else would you like to play here?
Linda Gail Poole, you have something for us?
That song is called Stand So Tall.
Okay, here are the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Times have been rough on me. How have they been for you? Guess it doesn't really matter where we've been, baby, or what we both been through. Well, hey now, let's not talk too much. Ain't too much to say. Conversation with your Bible says what you want to say anyway. Stand so tall, holding up the wall, yes you do. You stand so tall, holding up the wall. Brokenhearted, I guess that I'm supposed to be one too, since you and me split. But you know, you stand so tall, holding up the wall, yes you do. You stand so tall, holding up the wall. Here we go. Here we go, 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 hey! Holding, 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 holding up the wall. Holding, 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 holding up the wall. Hey, you and me, we should get back together now, baby. We're both brokenhearted. Let's forget all the troubles now, baby. And get back where we started from. Cause you know, we'll stand so tall, holding up the wall. Yes, we will. We'll stand so tall, holding up the wall.
Here we go. Here we go, 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 hey!
Holding, 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 holding up the wall. Holding, 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 holding up the wall.
Holding up the wall.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise, and I had to laugh over here because I'm watching Facebook and your live performance on Facebook, and someone said, go, Story Weavers, go! Go!
We have a lot of fans that we call Weavers. And
you call them Weavers.
Weavers.
I see.
We are so blessed, and it's really nice.
Well, I was sitting here saying, go, Story Weavers, go! It was exciting, yeah. And that's on here. It's called Stand So Tall. Is that the song? Okay. Because,
yes.
Yeah, that was a great song, and that was written by you, Linda.
Thank you. Yes, it was.
And how long has that song been around? Is that kind of new?
It's been around a while, but I like the flavor the Story Weavers are putting on it.
Oh, okay. So you used to perform that kind of solo, I would assume.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of performing, where are you performing? Do you guys perform out somewhere on a regular basis?
We do, and all of our events are listed on the Story Weavers Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Next coming up will be July 5th at the Sunsets on the River at the Hermitage. Yes, and we'll be sharing the stage with Who We Are Not, which are my absolute favorite band.
Oh yeah, so they've been on the show.
It's really exciting. So that's our next, and I think after that we're over. We're at Hank's Filling Station on the 19th, and then you can check out our other dates. But we're staying plenty busy, and we feel so blessed.
Now, you play mostly on the peninsula, or do you get down here?
Well, we play on this side. We play quite a few places. Starving Artist is
Stella's Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, we played at the Slover. We're scooting around.
Well, good.
And we play the Grey Goose over in Hampton on occasion. We played there the other night. It was a fantastic crowd.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. They were, like, sold out.
Yes.
You sold them out.
Either that or the food is exceptional, and it is.
You just want to go, Story Weavers, go. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'd like to do a song called the Nature's Revival. Nature's Revival came from... really about my grandparents, you know, mm-hmm. the Appalachian folk, all my people on both sides, and they played all kinds of instruments, and after supper, they'd get on the front porch and they'd play their instruments, and I didn't realize what a rich experience that was till I grew up, and so I wrote a shout-out to Watai Mountain. It's called Nature's Revival.
Okay, here are the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
If you head to the top of that kudzu holler where the fireflies dance at night, you can hear the katydids singing their song, and it won't be long before you're singing along, singing swing low sweet chariot and sweet by and by. Will the circle be unbroken to John and June's ring of fire? I'll fly away singing Amazing Grace. We won't stop singing till the sunrise hits our face. Now as you're heading on down to that smoky top, you might stop and sip some of that sweet creek water, handful of berries and a smile on your face, and before you know it, you too will be singing along, singing swing low sweet chariot and sweet by and by. Will the circle be unbroken to John and June's ring of fire? I'll fly away singing Amazing Grace. We won't stop singing till the sunrise hits our face.
Wow. That was exciting.
Thank you.
Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And once again, thanks for coming down here today. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And just a shameless shout-out to the Story Weavers. We've got amazing artists on here. Holly Kirsten's on here.
All right.
Pamela Jo Sward's on here. Joe Talley's on here. They added some love to this, and it's amazing.
And the name of the album, again, is Fallen Sparrow. And where can you purchase this?
Beth?
You can purchase on CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify, a whole list of digital distribution.
And, of course, our shows.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. The Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Don't forget the name of the album, Fallen Sparrow.